Hi, Ethan. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, considering it's Monday, right?
No,
the start of the new work week. I was just telling my husband early this morning, I said, where did the weekend go? Because I think I missed it. So it's a pleasure to meet you. I understand that you've been talking here with Tara. And, well, I know she does a wonderful job, right, explaining the outline of the program.
So.
Yeah, she's so great.
So.
Yes, and thank you. I appreciate that. She's wonderful. But I did want to go over, you know, pricing and details with you. I want to make sure this would be a good fit. I understand it's you and a partner, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So just want to take a look at a couple of notes. Wanted to confirm, it looks like you guys have been in business for a year. Now you are based out of Hickory. Typically keeping it within a 30-minute drive, Granite Falls, she mentioned, Lenoir are some of the areas that you target.
Yep.
Beautiful website, by the way. In fact, I found it when I came across your Google business profile. So was that
okay,
something,
like
Ethan? Yeah, you guys got great reviews on there. There's like six of them. So good job on that. Is that something that you and your partner created? I mean, are you guys managing it? Do you have a company that's doing it for you?
So we do everything in-house. We are under a Google-represented company. We are under a contract with a company called BrandRep.
Okay. And how's that going for you with them so far? You've been with them a month
or
two?
Honestly, not too good. We've been with them for about 4 going on 5 months now. And I haven't really seen a whole lot of progress with them, and that's just from my personal experience.
Okay.
But then again, they are running everything in-house, and, you know, that puts my business card and I on a thin schedule.
Okay.
It's something tough, but... you know, I was hoping for a little more out of BrandRep.
Yeah. What are you, so you're on a contract. Is it like a year contract?
6 months.
6 months. Okay.
Yeah. We didn't want to commit to a full year simply because, all right, you didn't.
Yeah. You don't want to commit to a full year because what if it didn't work and then you're stuck, right?
Exactly.
And I would say 6 months is more than fair to give a company.
To get that trial.
Yes, yes. Now, one thing I want to talk to you about, Ethan, and this wouldn't interfere currently with what you're doing with BrandRep because I'll be super transparent with you. We wouldn't be able to help you as far as with your local listing because of the fact that that Google business profile is being managed by BrandRep and you're still under a contract with them. And you can't have two companies managing it for you. However, there is a program that we can help you with, okay? And I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called Google Guaranteed. You'll see them at the very tippy top of the page. There'll be three of them with a green check mark next to it.
I have heard of that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me tell you about Google Guaranteed. And that's something we can help you with because it won't interfere with what BrandRep is doing because they're two completely separate programs. So Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call and you're not sharing it with anyone. It is only being sent to you. Now there are certain requirements that Google requires for that program and it's because they also put up an additional $2,000 of their own money and insurance for that potential client that selects you, okay? It's
that's
like
awesome.
Kind of
okay.
Giving them, kind of gives that potential client added comfort that you've met Google's requirements, okay? Now, the business itself, where do you guys have it registered? Is it in Hickory where you have it registered at? Like what zip code?
It's registered under Lincolnton. Cause that's
the 28092?
Yes, ma'am. Cause that's our, like, permanent address. Like, that's where it's my home address.
Okay.
But, we are based out of Hickory. So.
Got it. Okay, not a problem. So the reason that I ask is because I'm looking at what the requirements would be for that particular category based off of where you have the business registered, okay? So
okay.
One thing that they're going to require is that you at least have 5 Google reviews on your current Google profile page, which you exceed that. You have 6. They require...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and they're going to run a background check, okay? Now, the background
check,
and that's okay with both you and your partner or either one of you, I'm assuming.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just
yes,
so you
ma'am.
Know, FYI,
through,
you probably had to do that with Angie, please. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I was about to say that.
Okay, and honestly, all they're looking for, and really they're just looking for felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs, and they go back about 7 years. And they want to just make sure because, of course, Google is like basically backing you up as being, you know, a legitimate and quality type of work, right? Now,
well, that's completely understandable.
And it looks like the only other thing that they're requiring is the certificate of liability insurance. Do you carry that for the business? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So those are the only requirements. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. You upload your certificate of liability insurance. It's just a one page. It's called the Accord. We put an example there for you. You submit it and we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now the approval could take anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Sometimes I've seen it happen in 4 weeks. It also depends on how quickly you respond to the background check. Now once you get 4 to 8 weeks. 4 to 8 weeks to get approved.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, once you get approved from Google, we would follow up, let you know you've been approved, and to see when you want those leads turned on. Okay? Now, your category, basically what you do is pressure washing, right? That's like your primary? Okay.
Yes,
I wanted to also...
And
soft washing. Okay. Now, do you guys ever do any window cleaning, glass or mirror cleaning? I'm talking about like even on
yes.
Like on commercial buildings. Any
well,
of those?
We provide
a residential.
Yeah, we provide a whole list of services. We do commercial and residential.
Okay.
We can do pressure washing, soft washing. We can do window cleaning. We can do gutter cleaning, concrete cleaning.
Perfect. I was going to ask that. And then I'm assuming rooftop and skylight cleaning too, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
We have a whole list on our website if you do need.
Yes, I was looking at it. But I always still like to confirm anyways, just so that we're both like on the same page. And I'll tell you the reason why
that
I
is
asked.
Completely understandable.
And this is the reason why I ask, okay, Ethan? The category itself for Google Guaranteed is window cleaning, but the subcategories underneath of it are glass and mirror cleaning, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, power pressure washing, soft roof, rooftop skylight cleaning, okay? And I'll explain why I'm mentioning this. Now, for the Google Guaranteed program, once you've been approved and you say yes, turn on the leads, we're always going to start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money. Your minimum monthly budget would be $209, okay, minimum monthly budget. This is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are costing you $16, okay? It's not 16 and then 30. It's $16 per lead, right? Now,
okay, and that's like, that's a constant. That won't change
yes,
no matter.
It will not change.
Oh, okay.
No. Now, here's the kicker on it, right? Let's say somebody called you to remove a tree completely outside of your services. Google is going to credit that lead back to you. It's considered unqualified. Okay. Now,
okay.
Let's say someone called you outside of your service area, like they called you 2 hours away, right? You don't service that area.
Yes.
And if you don't accept that job, that is an unqualified lead, they will credit it back.
Okay?
If someone called you for solicitation or they called you to see if you're even hiring, those are unqualified leads. They will get credited right back. What is considered a qualified lead, Ethan, is if you discussed price over the phone, okay, or if you set an appointment. Those are qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
Now, the reason that I mentioned those subcategories is, let's say you didn't do window cleaning and someone called you for that, unqualified. It gets credited back.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say, and I've never seen this happen, but let's just say, Ethan, you only got one lead in the month. What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means that following month, you're only going to pay for the one lead that you received the month before, $16, because it rolls over. So it's just putting it back up to that $209. Now, of course, we start you off with the minimum, again, because we want you to get a feel of the program. Now, that doesn't mean that if you wanted to increase the number of leads that you're taking on in that month, you can do that at any time. However, your minimum monthly budget would change, not the cost per lead. The cost per lead is always going to be $16. And as you're aware, you know, Google sometimes, they change their prices, right? I haven't seen them do it in over 8 years. But if that ever happened, we would, in fact, notify you first before anything. Because being a Google channel partner, we're going to know ahead of the game if prices are changing. We haven't seen it happen in over 8 years, but I always like to be transparent anyways. And those same Google reviews that you have on your Google business profile now, those will automatically transfer to your Google Guaranteed profile that'll be appearing at the top. And it allows you to cover anywhere you want to cover, specific zip codes, by county, by city, wherever your insurance covers you, you can target. I'll tell you this. I know you mentioned that you like the Angie's, right? It's doing well for you. If you're doing with Angie's.
But to be honest, I really like the way that, or the way that y'all run it. I like the way it sounds as opposed to Angie's. Cause there's just like a few things that I've already noticed in our conversations that's like, I wish Angie's had done that. And sorry for the language, but.
No, it's okay.
Y'all, like, it's the things y'all are able to do.
Yeah, I know Angie's. I know sometimes it can be a little tricky, right, because you're sharing the leads. And I don't say this to badmouth them. I still think that they're a great directory. You know, you just got to know how to manage them, right? And it's like I tell a lot of business owners, if you have the ability to answer when you get that lead, to call it right away, then you're good. Or even if you have someone that's able to make those calls for you as soon as you get the lead. And I say that because, like I tell them, you know you're sharing the leads maybe with two or three other businesses, right? So pretty much it's who's getting you the call first, right? And,
Amen.
And at the end of the day, I know sometimes it's a little difficult because you might get a price shopper, and no matter what, you're being charged for the lead. And I believe it's even depending on the project or the size of it, depends on the lead cost, right? I mean, I've heard some leads costing anywhere from $7 to like $300, but that's a different industry. I mean, we're talking general contractor.
For our industry, the max goes up to 85. But it's not terrible. But I've had several jobs that had I've had good potential and good money in the job, and I could charge just $50-$60. And I was on my way to quote a job just like this. And on my way there, the dude texts me and goes, hey, I don't need you to come out anymore. I've already scheduled with another company. It's like, dude, I'm literally on my way to you. It's like, And
that's a bummer.
Like right there, that was like $50 out the window. So,
it
was more than $50 because that job was
your gas
well over $1,500. Well, yeah, gas too, but I mean it was a potential like $1,500 to $2,000 job. So there's all
what a
that.
Bummer. Oh man.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Part of the reason I like to hear like the way y'all are running things because it makes it a lot more feasible for us that like
I was gonna say that too
this, it's a lot more of a guarantee that we
tangible.
Can actually secure.
Yes, oh, ma'am. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, here's the thing, right? Because I know sometimes, and I don't know if this has happened to you, but I've heard others, you know, mention that, you know, they'll get it credited back, right? Angie's will credit them back on a lead that might have been someone, you know, just like a terrible lead, right? That had nothing to do with their services,
yeah.
An unqualified one.
Yeah.
The one thing with Google, guaranteed, okay, you're going to have a special tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. So when you pick up that call, you're going to hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with the prospect. Okay. That's how you'll know it's a lead coming from that program. The calls are recorded. So Google has a special system where they're going to know what leads are qualified and which ones aren't. So you're not having to call and consistently dispute if one wasn't qualified. Okay. I mean, yeah, if you're not sure about one, you're welcome to call. You're going to have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account, but you know, it's a system that's set up. So, and I'll tell you why it's set up like this, because Google has heard so many things about, like, you know, the Angie's, the Thumbtack, about pay-per-lead. People like it, but they don't, there are certain things that they don't like, the pros and cons. And that's why Google created this program. I honestly feel that this would be the best choice for you guys. A lot of our clients have seen excellent results. I mean, Ethan, it's available there within your industry and your category. I mean, honestly, I think it's something you guys would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot.
Okay.
And it's no contracts. And no contracts.
I like that. And there's no other monthly cost other than that $209 minimum and that initial $250 setup, right?
Correct. The only thing you would be paying today is just a $250 setup fee for the application. We're going to send you the application.
Okay.
You're going to fill it out. I'm going to schedule your call onboarding, and that'll be with one of our technicians. It's like a 30-minute call. It's pretty quick. They just kind of go over your application, make sure everything's filled out and so forth, and answer if you have any additional questions, okay? So what would be the best email for you, Ethan? This is where we send correspondence from us as well as and even your receipt. For your tax purposes.
Okay. So it's the same as my website name. It's royalgradewashing@gmail.com. This way my business partner will be able to see all our correspondence as well.
Absolutely.
Technically, he could have answered this call, but I'm kind of a marketing guy, so.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I have royalgradewashing@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm sending you right now is just the overview, what's outlined about the Google Guaranteed Program. Okay, so I'm sending you that with what we said on the pricing. Now, remember, as I mentioned, it's called the window cleaner vertical, but that's for the pressure and power washing. Okay? Now, let's see here. So I'm assuming you would be the main contact on the account. Do you also want to authorize your partner as well on the account? If ever there needs to be a change made and you can't call,
he's
able to call? Okay. So
I would urgency. That's just safer.
Yeah. Okay. So you would be the primary. Ethan, you spell it E-T-H-A-N, your first name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Farkas. S is in Frank, A-R-K-A-S.
Okay. F is in Frank, A-R-K-A-S. Okay. Now, the primary phone number I show is the 828-548-0621, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And that'll contact either of them.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
The business. It's a Google Voice number, but it's the business phone number.
Okay. Let me just make sure on something. Okay, so now, so it's a Google Voice number, right? Okay, let me just confirm. I want to confirm with my manager because I want to make sure that you guys will still hear the prompt, even if it's the Google Voice number, because I know. Yeah, I know that there's one, like if it's an answering service, you guys won't hear the prompt. But let me just confirm, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So this way, if you guys won't hear the incoming, then maybe we might want to change the number so that way you guys hear it.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes from the Google Voice, we know it's business related anyway. But it would be a little nice to know it's coming from Google Games. But, you know, if we have, you know, when we are onboarded, we have the app and or the website, we would have said, all right, we got this call. Okay, his name was Gary. Oh, we have a Gary right here that we got started. Okay, that's it. So, that's what we're doing with Andy.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just asking him real quick. In the meantime, I'll be just verifying stuff with you. And then let's see here. So currently, the way I see the company name reading right now is Royal Grade Pressure, the ampersand, and then soft washing, correct? Okay. All right. Now, the business itself, because when you're filling out that application, right, and you're uploading your certificate of liability insurance, it's called the Accord. What is the address that you have the business showing on the insurance? Is it the address in Lincolnton?
Let me look. I hope I have it saved because I'm not at home.
Okay. No worries. I ask only because we just want to make sure that the address matches, because Google will kick it back and say the address doesn't match, and then you would just have to reach out to your insurance to ask them to update the address because they want everything to be matching.
Oh, what am I doing? I have the insurance app. I was over here trying to look through my files to find the specific. Oh, goodness.
It's okay. It's Monday.
Yeah, honestly. Of course, I got to sign in again.
No worries.
Never makes it easy, right?
It's okay. And then, Ethan, what's your partner's name so I can put him down as authorization in the meantime while you're looking that up?
It's Dawson Bradshaw, B-A-W-S-O-N. And then the last name is Bradshaw, B-R-A-D-S-H-A-W.
I'm sorry, Hent. Can you start over with the first name? My phone light cut out.
You're good. It's Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N.
Dawson,
Last name is Bradshaw, B-R-A-B-S-H-A-W.
Okay, so Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, and then Bradshaw. Oh, that was one of my best friends in high school, her last name. Her name was Jadine. Yeah. And then what's his number? So if he were to ever call, how we identify it's him is by his phone number. So what's his number?
That's fair. Let me look. Dalton Bradshaw. 828. 485. 8995.
Okay, perfect.
Would you need my personal phone number as well?
Yes. Okay, so when we're contacting you, right, regarding your account, what is the number that you want us to call for you?
You can call 704-996-1920.
Okay. So if at any time we have an update on your account, anything regarding your account, right, we are going to contact you on your personal number, the 704. Okay. And let me repeat it back to you, 704-996-1920. Anything associated with the business, as far as the number people would be calling, the number that's going to be linked to the call tracking number that Google's going to assign to you is going to be the 828-548-0621. Okay?
That is greatly appreciated.
Okay,
thank you.
Perfect. All right. Now let's take a look here.
I have my insurance pulled up now.
Alrighty.
I gotta search for the address. Yeah, it's under the 1850 Dogwood Flower Lane, Lincoln,
okay.
North Carolina, 28090.
Beautiful. Okay.
This is just forewarning, because this is
okay.
Something that I have on my schedule within the next, like, 2 or 3 months. But
uh-huh.
I will be having an address change.
Okay.
So I'll be going through my license. I'm going to be changing my address. I'm going to be changing the business's address through the insurance. I'll contact y'all. So
yes.
Let you know as well.
Okay.
So I just wanted to forewarn you about that now.
No worries. And it'll still be in the vicinity, correct?
Yeah, it'll be better. It'll be in Hickory, so.
Oh, okay. No worries. That's fine. Yeah. So I'm assuming you're also going to update that on your Google Business profile too, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Everything's
yeah.
Gonna
when
be
you do that. Yeah, that's perfect. When you do that, we just notify us. Now, what I'm also going to be doing here right now is I'm going to be sending you a series of text messages, okay, while we're on the phone. So the first text that you will be receiving is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension, just so that you have it for your records, okay? And
okay.
I'm sending it to your personal phone. I'm assuming
like
you
that.
Have that
okay.
one on you.
Yes.
Okay,
well, I
good.
Actually have both on me. Luckily, the Google Voice can link
okay.
to both my partner and my phone.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure you get the text messages. So here comes the first one, okay? I know it's funny. My brother-in-law is a sheriff, and he carries, like, two different phones. I'm like, you're so important, aren't you? I always tease him about that. And he just laughs. I'm like, are you sure that isn't for, are you sure that isn't the other line for the girlfriend?
But we didn't, as a business, we didn't want to
uh-huh.
carry around two phones. That's why we came across Google Voice, and we were like, yeah.
Right? That's awesome.
It's
That's
so
really
nice.
Good. Now, I also sent
right.
you the text message with our customer service number. So any time that you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We do everything in-house, Ethan, okay? We don't outsource it. So there's going to be a Google Guarantee team that's dedicated to you guys, okay? And then I also okay. sent you a third text. Now, that has a link. It's actually got a link to a YouTube video that's maybe about 6 minutes long. I recommend that you guys watch it when you have time. It just gives you how you go in and track your results with us. It's called a client dashboard. So just so that
okay,
you can get familiar with it. Okay? All right. Now, as far as for the billing, Ethan, the card that you're using, and today you're only being charged for the application fee, the $250. Is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both, I guess. It's under the business, but both my
okay.
partner and I have access to it, so I guess so.
Okay. You think it, is it just the business name on it?
No, it's both. It has my
both.
Name and Royal Bank.
Okay. Do you have, like, a middle initial, or is it just Ethan Farkas?
Yeah, my middle initial.
What was the middle initial?
Ethan P. Park.
P like is in
Paul.
Okay, got it.
Yes,
and then the business
and
name, how does it read on
Royal
there?
Braid LLC. Royal Grade
Royal
LLC.
Royal Grade
yeah.
LLC. Okay. I was going to say, I don't
yes.
think all of it would have fit on there, right?
Yeah, no.
You're
have,
like,
we have a DPA, and that's
oh,
our
okay.
Special Washington.
Oh, pretty cool. Okay. And then, now, is it the same billing address, the 1850 Dogwood Flower Lane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until we get it, yeah.
Okay. And then Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4741-6640-0332-88. 4741.
I'm just going to repeat it back for accuracy. 4741-6640-0332-8811. Correct? Expiration month and year?
0427.
0427. And what is the CVV code on the back?
681.
681. Okay. Now, I also want to put a security question on your account here with us. So you have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Lawhorn, L-A-W-H-O-R-N.
Okay. Now, the reason that we do that is just, let's say somebody called you, right? And they're trying to sell you a type of online product, but they're claiming that they're us. Ask them, what's my security question? They're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay? All right. So I'm just going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. Now, in a couple minutes, you're going to receive your receipt for the $250 application fee. You want to make sure that you save it for your records. So this way, you know, you claim it on your taxes, right? And then I'll go over I'll go over it with you in just a second because I want to make sure you get it and just kind of walk you through it. Now, let's say once you get approved, once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, right? If you want to change the card that's on file, let them know before they charge you when it's, when you approve to turn on the leads. Okay. We will not turn those leads on until they have contacted you first to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want them turned on. One thing I also want to tell you about Google Guaranteed about these leads, and you're going to love this. Let's say you guys are going on vacation for a couple weeks, right? Or let's just say you landed a project that's going to keep you guys busy for, I don't know, maybe a month, and you cannot handle more business. All you do is you call us and you say, shut off my leads. We shut them off. When you want those leads turned back on, you call us to turn them back on. It doesn't mean that you can only have them on for 5 days or turned off for 5 days, or you can only do it so many times. However long you need them shut off and however many times you need to do it, you can. Okay?
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know Angie's going to kind of give you like, what, 48 hours, I think, is like the longest I think you get. Now, if you take, yeah, I know sometimes it's a little difficult, but yeah, with this, you just call us and we shut them off. And like if you shut them off, like let's say you had gotten two leads and you shut them off, when you turn them back on, when you call us to turn them back on, it'll pick up from where it left off. Okay. Now, also, did you take a look? I want to make sure you got your receipt. We sent it both to your email and we sent it to your phone, your personal phone. It'll say initial invoice. I'll need you to open it when you see it. And then I probably only need like 5 more minutes and then we'll be done because it sounds like you might have just gotten to your job. Yeah, so the one that you'll see, it'll say initial invoice, and it'll say, Dear Ethan, okay, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You'll click on where it says, click here, and it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
I got that.
Okay, so this just shows you like other Google products that we offer, but the one that you have is the Google Guaranteed. If you scroll towards the bottom, you're going to see that the phone number, and let me just update it. So the phone number, whenever we send like a SMS message to you, right, like a text message, we're going to actually send it to your phone. So I'm going to correct it on my end because for some reason it didn't stick. So if we ever send you a text message, we're going to send it to the 704 number, okay? Now, right underneath of that, where it said, there's like a little box to the left, and it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. You're going to click on that box because what you're stating, Ethan, is it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay.
I like that. Awesome.
And then at the very bottom, where it's asking you to type your name, all you're going to type in is your name exactly as it reads there. Ethan, space, P, no period, and then Farkas. You don't need to put the date because it is populated there already. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because you then should see it asking you to enter a username and a password.
I like that.
And let me know once you see that, okay? Because I want to make sure that you got to that part.
Username and password. Awesome.
You there? Okay. So the username and password, you don't have it yet. You're going to be receiving that within 5 to 7 days. You're going to get an email with this link, a username and a password. You can even update it to a password of your choice because we'll create one for you, right? But this is where you're going to go in and track your results with us. That's why I want you to watch that video, okay? So you'll have one username, one password. So just make sure, like, if your partner is going to get into that reporting system, that he has the same one that – that was created, because it won't be like two different ones. Now, I just sent you the application via text. Now I'm going to send it to you by email, okay? When you're filling out the application, you're just going to fill it out, you know, with your name. You're going to answer the questions on there where it says, like, your license. You're going to put NA because it doesn't apply to you. You guys don't – it's not required for you guys to have a license for the Google Guaranteed program for your category. Now, there is going to be a portion on there. It's going to ask you what's your minimum monthly budget. So I'm also putting that in the email that I'm sending you for the application as well. So that way you see it there too. So you'll put the 209. It'll ask like who's the second partner, like if you have a partner, if there's a second owner. It's going to ask if you have employees, okay? Even if you have one employee, just put zero. Because what's going to happen is if you put that you have, you know, another employee, it's going to end up wanting to run the background check on them. Okay, so yeah, we only want them to do the background check on whoever's face-to-face with the client exchanging money, and I'm assuming that's just you or both you and your partner. Okay? So let me send this application now, and then we're going to schedule your client onboarding call. It's going to be a 30-minute phone call. It's pretty quick, like I said. When would you like that to be? Do you want to schedule it for tomorrow? I would like to schedule it knowing that the application was already filled out.
Oh, that's completely understandable.
So if not tomorrow, I mean, I prefer that it be filled out, but if not, that's okay. I just want to make sure you get through that client onboarding call.
If you get me today, I'll definitely be able to fill it out. Because we're like
okay.
Going to be back home around like 2:30, 3 o'clock ish.
Okay.
And at that point,
let me see what time I have. Let me look. So I have an appointment available if it works for you. We could either do, because remember, we're in California, so we're 3 hours behind you. So we could either do your time, 5 to 5:30 or 5:30 to 6. Do any of those times work for you?
We could do 5:30 to 6.
5:30 to 6? Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to set up your client onboarding call to be at 5:30. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you answer all calls within that hour, okay? Now, if we're going to also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. However, if you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, Can you call me back in 5 minutes? And we will call you right back. If I'm not already, like, on a call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay? So let me do this. So I'm sending you that email now, and then we're just, let me get this one on the application because I wanted to schedule your interview for that time real quick. Let me just go back here because it's not an hour long. It's going to be 30 minutes. Let me just update it. And then we're almost done. Yes, reflected. Okay, perfect. Okay, now let me get this application sent over to you, and I want to put this in here. And if there's anything, Ethan, like something on the application that maybe you don't quite understand, you have my number. Call me, and I'll walk you through it, okay? Now, as far as just a few notes that we're going to kind of go over, well, that'll be for the technician, okay? What are your hours of operation?
We perform service jobs Monday through Thursday, but we're available for phone calls all week.
Okay. Do you want me to put Monday through Thursday or Monday through Sunday? What do you prefer?
Still Monday through Sunday. Because, I mean, that gives us the liberty of still getting phone calls those days, but scheduling jobs for Wednesday.
Okay. And then what are your typical hours? Like, are you 8 to 5, you know, 8 to 6?
Yeah, 8 to 5. 8 to 5.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so my manager did say Google Voice numbers should be eligible on the Google Guaranteed platform, okay? The business, he said you guys might not be able to hear the voice message that informs the business that it's an incoming Google Guaranteed lead. And it's only because I believe Google Voice has an optional screen call feature, right? But you know that when it's a Google Voice, it's coming from Google. So I know you're pretty good about answering your calls anyways. So just make sure you guys are answering your calls. That's all. Okay. So you might not hear it say the prompt. Yeah, exactly. I know. I just always like to say that anyways. Now, I'm putting on here, so that question doesn't apply to you. No, you do not have a Google Guaranteed existing ad. And let's see, what's this next question? Yes, you have 5 Google reviews. You actually have 6. And then this one does not apply to you. And then, now, are you willing to go through the background check with us and the third-party provider? Yes. Does client have and willing to supply Social Security? Yes. It'll ask you for it on the application because that's how they run the background check. And then it says, do you have a license or identification card or passport? Yes. Now, Google, so Google uses 2 different companies. One is called Pinkerton. And the other one is called Evident ID, okay? So once we know who's running the background check, we're going to notify you to be on the lookout for Pinkerton's email or text message or be on the lookout for Evident IDs. Now, I know one of them, Ethan, will ask you, and they're time sensitive, okay? So one of them will ask you, I'm not sure which one it is, but one will ask you for the front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you to enter your name, your address, or your birth date and your social again, because what they're doing is identifying that it is you that they're running the background check on, okay? So once we know who it is, we'll let you know. And then I'm putting that you do have your certificate of liability insurance. You already have your website. And then on those services under the subcategory that I mentioned, do any of those not apply to you? Do you want the window cleaning? Window cleaning, glass and mirror cleaning, gutter cleaning, power pressure washing, rooftop skylight cleaning. Do any one of those not apply to you?
Glass and mirror, because that'd be a lot more like indoor, and we don't really strictly have indoors.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to put no glass and mirror cleaning. So that way, if anyone called you for that, it's an unqualified one. Okay? I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. Ethan, you guys are going to love this Google Guaranteed program. I mean, hands down, I think it's one of the best products that Google has.
I hope so. And from what I'm hearing as of right now, I feel like I'm going to like it.
Yeah, you definitely are. And because you have control over it, right? We're managing it for you. It's not going to interfere with what Brand Rep is doing. And I'm going to tell you, you can still cover any areas that your insurance covers you. So that's what I love
that's
about
awesome.
It. Because, you know, typically you would have to run Google Ads if you wanted to cover outside of what's considered your local area. Because keep in mind, your local area is only going to be the zip code where you PIN verified your business and within 5 to 10 miles. That's what's considered your local area. Anything to be found outside of that is running Facebook ads, Google ads, but Google Guaranteed allows you to cover anywhere. As long as your insurance covers
awesome.
You there. Okay?
That sounds better.
All right. Well, any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
I think I'm good as of right
okay.
now, to be honest with you. I'll get back and fill out this application, and I'll be looking forward to a call faster.
Sounds good. And we'll call you on your 704 number for the client onboarding. Is that okay?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, then. We'll talk to you later on this evening. Have a good day.
Sounds good. I appreciate y'all as well.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.